Thank you and good morning. The city of Eureka will continue to enforce their no camping ordinance, and Eureka police gave warning to campers to vacate the Greenbelt area behind the Bayshore Mall. On Wednesday, officers and detectives contacted 113 campers in the Greenbelt area, and one was arrested for an outstanding felony warrant. Campers were also warned to comply with the ordinance in the future, or action will be taken. The police department will continue to give warnings as routine cleanup of the area will continue every Thursday to ensure the property is maintained for public use. Local resources are always available for campers, but the city says individuals are not taking the opportunity to use them. The city pointed to the Eureka Rescue Mission as one example of unused sources. In June, it held 90 people. However, recently, it has not operated at even half of that capacity. A Rio del City dump truck was overflowing with discarded marijuana growing material after a cleanup on Wednesday. Public work crews were called in to clean up the material off of Monument Road, and work crews were at risk as most of the garbage was thrown down steep poison oak-covered embankments. Roadway and Water Superintendent Randy Jensen stated that if the material wasn't removed, it would have eventually washed into the river, helping fuel any dangerous green algae bloom we might see. Over 10,000 marijuana plants have been destroyed and over 600 pounds of processed bud have been seized so far in a marijuana grow sweep in the Witch Peck area. Headed by the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office, seven other agencies, including the Yurok Tribal Police Department, have served search warrants at eight different grow sites. Loads of trash, broken car parts, and other items were found at the sites as well, and an environmental scientist who accompanied Yurok police called the scene an environmental disaster. Governor Jerry Brown also sent the National Guard to the scene, and along with the Yurok tribe, spent close to $30,000 cleaning up large piles of garbage at one grow site. The operation could continue into next week. The sheriff's office has issued a be on the lookout for 24-year-old Nicholas Kane Anderson, who is the prime suspect in a recent rise of burglaries in the greater Willow Creek area. After receiving a call regarding a burglary, a sheriff's deputy responded to Coho Cottages on Sunday. An undisclosed amount of cash was stolen from one of the offices, and deputies dusted for fingerprints that were later confirmed to be Anderson's. Anderson was waiting for his arraignment date in court for an incident late last month in which he was found in possession of over $1,500 worth of stolen property from the Bigfoot Supply in Willow Creek. In the last 2 months, 23 burglaries were committed in the greater Willow Creek area, and Anderson is believed to be responsible for a number of those incidents. He is described as a white male adult, 5'10", 200 pounds, with brown hair and eyes. Anderson may also be seen driving an older blue Volvo sedan. On Wednesday, 29-year-old Scott DiMartino was the suspect identified in the shooting of two men in the Mad River area on Monday. DiMartino is still at large after an incident on Lamb Creek Road left two men with sustained gunshot wounds. One man remains in the hospital while the second man was pronounced dead at the scene. DiMartino is considered armed and dangerous, and the shooting victim's identity has not been confirmed at this time. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Humboldt Bay Fire Department will discuss the possible purchase of a smaller response vehicle at a Joint Powers Authority board meeting later this afternoon. The department will request to approve the transfer of $40,000 to purchase a used vehicle to help respond to service calls. With the majority of calls to the department being medical calls, Humboldt Bay Fire has already seen the effects of Station 4's shutdown due to the new fiscal year budget, as the resources have been stretched to the limit responding to service calls. Fire Chief Ken Wood said if approved, the response vehicle will reside in Station 1 on C Street.
We would put the first one down at Station 1 because that would then give us the ability to cover downtown and not run the ladder truck on the medical calls, and they could get out to Station 4's areas as well. This is new ground for us. You know, that Station 4 has been open since 1957, and it's a huge change for the community.
Wood said that the squad car would carry two firefighters and it would still have the firefighting capabilities. Six juvenile boys between the ages of 13 to 16 were booked into County Juvenile Hall on Wednesday afternoon following the vandalism of Winship Middle School in late June, and more arrests are expected to follow. Over 20 windows were smashed at the middle school during that incident, which caused $5,000 worth of damage. The case is still being investigated by the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.